The Lord's Supper is so central in Lutheran theology. As we know from Confirmation, Luther devotes a portion of his catechism to the Lord's Supper. And we even review elements of that catechism often when we prepare to receive the sacrament. Tonight, Nolan and Gavin are joining us. It's an exciting day to see the circle expand. But since the scope and practice of this meal are well known to us, I thought it would be a good idea on this Holy Thursday to look back at one of the founding texts of this meal and see what it says about our life of service together. Specifically, I'm inviting you to consider the words that Jesus spoke to his disciples immediately after they had eaten and drunk. He said, "This is the blood of the covenant which is being poured out for many." And there's one little phrase in that sentence that I think is tremendously important. Is being poured out. So, not only does this phrase speak about the pouring out of Jesus' blood in a physical sense, as we experience the sacrament, there is a fuller sense to it, and the phrase invites us to commit ourselves to the work of Jesus, a personal sense. There's a physical sense, a fuller sense, and a personal sense. So that's what we'll look at this evening. Part one is being poured out in a physical sense. Jesus describes the pouring out of his blood as a physical act, blood being used. And it recalls for us that covenant ceremony we heard about in the first lesson. Did you notice the blood all over the place? Blood spattered upon the altar. Blood flung upon the people, marking them as part of this new community. That was the old covenant. Jesus is of the new covenant, which comes because he pours out his blood. And notice, it's a continual thing. It's not just a one-time thing. At the meal, he says, "This is my blood of the new covenant." When he is praying at Gethsemane, Luke notes that his sweat is like great drops of blood. At his betrayal, a sword is drawn and blood is shed as an ear is cut off. At his trials, he is abused and beaten. Following his trial, he is scourged and crowned with thorns. He is nailed to the cross. There's blood everywhere, crying out in agony, dying. And even after his death, he is pierced with a spear and outflowed blood and water. Jesus keeps pouring out his blood in the story. And that continuous physical outpouring continues in the life of the church as we eat and drink of the body and blood of Christ. It's been happening through the centuries. It happens among us. And now, tonight, it's going to happen for you two guys as well. You will join us in this physical act of Jesus pouring out his blood for us. The cup never runs dry. The gift always abounds, especially when we thirst for what only God can supply. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many. There's a very physical sense to this meal. Part two is being poured out. There is a fuller sense here as well. More is involved than just eating and drinking. We're not at McDonald's. We're at the Lord's table. The verb has this broader sense. Lutheran theology talks about a vertical dimension to it and a horizontal dimension. Vertical dimension. The pouring out has a change. It affects a difference in our relationship with God. We call that the forgiveness of sins. It's a relationship that God established with humanity when God created us, a relationship that was broken immediately when Adam and Eve were not satisfied just being in a relationship with God, but wanted to be like God, and we human beings throughout history have continued to want to be like God. And so the relationship needs restoration, and that's what happens when God forgives our sins. The meal is about the forgiveness of sins. Now, it's the same forgiveness of sins that we talk about when we speak the words of absolution, I forgive you all your sins. It's the same forgiveness of sins that is spoken of in the preaching of the church, this auditory word, but the sacrament is a visible word. It's in your hand. It's in your mouth. You know, you can sleep through a sermon. I know. I see it happening. I know. I've done it. Not while speaking, but on the other side. Okay. But you can't sleep through this. When it is placed in your hand, when you taste and see that the Lord is good, there is this vertical restoration of a relationship with God through the forgiveness of sins that comes in this sacrament. That's part of its fuller sense. But it doesn't stop there. Not only is our relationship with God impacted through this meal, our relationship with one another is impacted as well. There is reconciliation in the community. We pray, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. We have been forgiven, and so we forgive one another. We add to the community. We grow the community in its unity. And adding you guys tonight is part of our joy. And there's a closeness in this community. We are part of the household of God, Paul says. Now, Paul uses a lot of metaphors to talk about the people of God. It's like a body of which Christ is the head. It's like a building of which Christ is the foundation. But this household imagery, I think, is so important because it binds us together. It reminds us that we are brothers and sisters in Christ. And it's not just those of us here in this room. In the meal, we are bound together with Christians of all time and place. Remember in the old hymnal, the words, therefore with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, before we celebrated Holy Communion? Or in the blue hymnal, the Easter preface with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection? We are bound with Christians of every time and place when we gather here. Yeah, with Dan and Arlene and Pastor Mike and Bob and Lana and Cheryl and Lee and Georgia. This horizontal dimension, this fellowship of the faithful is part of the fuller sense of the sacrament. And you know what? It keeps reaching out. Not only do we get to add you guys, it is our desire to go beyond this community to the community in which we live so we can welcome more to this table. It's about the campus across the street and why we're so excited when you from the college join us. It's about the continents to which Jesus sends us, go make disciples of all nations. Communion together makes the mission possible. Sharing this meal is the first step toward inviting others to taste and see that the Lord is good. We experience a fuller sense when we eat and drink together. Both dimensions, a restored relationship with God through the forgiveness of sins, a welcoming relationship with each other to a place where we belong because Jesus has poured out his blood for us. Part three is poured out, the sense of dedication, the personal sense. Physically, Jesus pours out his blood for us again and again. In a fuller sense, God pours God's blessings on us, making us a community, a family of the faithful. Personally, we get to pour ourselves into God's work. To pour out oneself in commitment, to give of oneself, to dedicate oneself to the task. In Jesus' last discourse, also from this night, he said in John 15, "No one has greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends." That's what Jesus did personally for you. That's his commitment to you. And to you two guys, we want you to know that, especially tonight. We recalled it last Sunday when we heard the Passion story. We're marking it in the services of this Holy Week. The total commitment that was required so that we might be his own. And that commitment of Jesus makes possible a commitment on our part that we might show our thanks for what he has done for us, that we might share this gift with others, that our love might reach out to a family member, a friend, a coworker, a neighbor who has yet to experience this outpouring of God's love. Now, to be sure, our commitments, even those made with earnestness and faith on a night like this, will never match the commitment of Jesus. Remember a few years ago we used to all wear those wristbands, WWJD? You know, what would Jesus do? Those always bothered me because I can't do what Jesus did. I'm not God. And I'm not the one that God sent to save the world. But I can pour myself, you can pour yourself into his mission. We can give of ourselves as he gives us ability and resources. We can dedicate ourselves to that love which has been poured out on us by pouring out love into the lives of others. In the meal we share, there's a real, tangible gift for you. In the meal we share, there is a relationship offered. You are forgiven and restored to God. You have a relationship with others, a family, a household, a place where you're always welcome, where you belong. And there is a new commitment possible to all those for whom Christ died. All those for whom Christ died. Especially those who have not yet claimed their place at the table. In this meal, we share a physical gift, a fuller relationship, a personal commitment. And tonight, we get to invite these two guys to join us. Forgiveness is more than physical. It's in your hand. It's on your lips. It's in your heart. And it's so wonderful to be a part of a household that embraces so many people. And we ask you to join us in a dedication to the advancement of this community. We welcome you to this adventure. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.